Well, I was actually, when we first started, I was much more fearful of being able to process all the absentee ballots, and particularly I was worried about the signature verification really being slow and cumbersome. However, we were able to, and by the way, I was less worried about in-person voting. We've done that many times, felt like we had that in hand, no big deal. Of course, by the end, it completely reversed. We handled the mail-in ballots just fine, in fact, better than I ever dreamed, and then the in-person voting, as we all know, had some challenges out at Kroger Field.
Yeah, it did do. I guess the one question on that note is, would you anticipate more locations for the November election?
Well, that's a tough question to answer. The short version is it depends. Where we are with COVID is going to matter. The governor and the Secretary of State are going to will have to still be on an emergency order, and if we are, then the governor and the Secretary of State have to come to agreement on what we're going to do in November. Barring that, then we will do our usual in-person because that's what is current law. So the only way we will not do a normal election is if we're still under a COVID emergency. So given all that, it's very difficult to predict what those two might agree to, but it's also difficult to predict what combination that they might come up with. My preference is by far to vote by mail. If we're still having a COVID crisis, we ought not be voting in person at all, in my opinion. We should do it all by mail. I doubt that's going to be politically feasible in the climate. So if they're going to have us open locations, I really wish we had Lexington Center here, but our convention center is under construction. My distant second best choice is Kroger Field. The one big change that I will have, two big changes I'll advocate for if we try to do something similar again. First of all, we should not be doing this with county clerks. That is a structurally flawed system for mail-in ballots. I know that we had no choice and may even have no choice this fall, but I just want to point out that we're really not built for this at all. So with that caveat, a couple of changes we can make that will alleviate lots of problems. The first one is I'd like to loosen the rules on ballot drop boxes. We need to have more of those. They had some pretty strict rules on where and how we could use those, and I would like to change those so that we can do more locations of those. And then secondly, I don't know if I'm going to open more locations or not, but what I will for sure do is extend the amount of time. So had Kroger Field, for example, been open a week before Election Day, I think we wouldn't have had any problems at all.
Mm-hmm. Now, is that something you can do, or does the state have to agree to that?
Well, it was technically okay for me to do it this time. We just couldn't make those arrangements quick enough. You know, we found out what we were doing 6 weeks before Election Day, and despite UK really, really moving quickly, I am so happy. They were a great partner. We just couldn't move. My office couldn't move quick enough to open up voting out there. So in the fall, if we have more warning, we'll be able to do something like that. And I think having 1 or 2 weeks of in-person voting prior to Election Day will dramatically help with that problem.
Now, you said something just when you started to comment here, this last comment, about the clerk's office is not really the best vehicle to do this. Now, who would you suggest does that process or takes that on?
Well, in states that have mail-in balloting, they have centralized issuance and receipt facilities. And that allows for some automation, particularly for the signature matching you can do and for checking in the ballots. So they can feed them through these kind of automated scanner devices that will check barcodes. And because your signature's in a particular location on the envelope, they can actually do optical reads of your signature. And machinery can verify that it's your ballot much faster than humans. So if we're really going to do vote by mail, we need to be able to automate a lot of it. It makes zero sense to automate at the county level. It makes perfect sense to do that at a central facility. So if we're going to do this long term, we're going to just need to structurally change our election process.